Good morning. I welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church in the name of Jesus Christ. Please turn to your neighbor, you know, your families or friends. If you are alone, please bless yourself saying, God loves you, so do I, and there is nothing you can do about it.
Good morning. Let us pray. God of love, Mother, Son, and Spirit of love within us, let that love be our guide in this troubled time. Our bodies are physically apart, but we are bound with love to you. Help us to challenge hatred and injustice wherever we find it. Let us give whatever we can to those in need, knowing that the greatest gift is in the giving. Guide the St. Matthew's family in our journey to find those who need us and fulfilling our never-ending mission to the world. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord through this song, Jesus at the Center, Jesus at the Center of it All. Let us sing it out. Jesus is the only reason why we are here, is this, at this worship service.
church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Amen.
Welcome everybody to our children's time, and I hope families, if you received the weekly email, you noticed that there was a coloring sheet again for everybody, young and old, to do. And JoJo, do you want to show the picture that you've got right there as you scribble all over the words? Can we take a can we show real quick where we're at? Can do you remember what it says? What does the prayer say on there? Your word is a to my and a light to my path. That's a prayer that's in the Bible. You remember the Psalms are types of prayers. Now, do you know that in those days when the Bible was written, especially in, when the Psalms were written, there were no such thing as electricity? And so it was when it was nighttime, do you think it was kind of dark or really dark? Like, completely dark. Yeah,
like you can't see anything.
Yeah, like
and you couldn't. Like when you cover your hand over your
eyes. Like when you cover your hands and you can't see anything?
Or close them.
Or close them and cover your eyes at the same time? Like super, super, super dark. Maybe even darker than that. Yeah, sometimes it would get that dark. Have you ever been lost in the dark before? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in such crazy darkness? Like, there have been times when I've got up in the middle of the night, and I'm trying to find my way around, and I all of a sudden would get, oh my goodness, I'm lost, and I can't see anything. And so I start stumbling around and trying to feel the walls for a light, and then I finally find a light, and you know what? I'm not where I thought I was. Now, usually we have a pretty good job. We can guess where we are in the dark because we know our houses pretty well. But there are some times when you might get so lost, you're just like, I have no idea where I am. So can you imagine?
I like when I run around in the yard with my eyes closed.
You do that? You run around in the yard with your eyes closed?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that does not sound very safe, does it?
No.
Well, so that could be, I could imagine that if I were living in the times when the psalm was written, that I could get a little, you know, you really need a lamp when you're out at night, do you? When it's dark out, you really need, in those days, a lamp would be with oil or a candle of some sort to keep your, to be able to see anything going on, right? Otherwise, you couldn't see anything. So having a lamp is really important to know where to go. So this phrase, your word is a lamp to my feet. What is the word, do you think?
That is me.
It is very pretty. We can show where we're doing. I hope if you all are coloring at home, feel free. You guys can color along when we're as we're talking. What is the word that Jesus is talking about? Or not Jesus, the psalmist is talking about?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. So the word is like the word of God, right? So how does God talk to us? What is one of the big ways that God talks to us? It's through God's stories. Through the Bible, right? All the stories and the lessons and the parables and the songs and the prayers that we learn in the Bible, those are guides for us. They teach us how to live, where to go. You know, life was very different in the time when the Bible was written, but we still can learn a lot from those stories. What are some other things? We can hear God through church. Through hanging out with people who are teaching us about God's word, through the homeless. That's very interesting because
I said when you're with someone who is homeless.
Well, you know what, Jesus.
Doesn't have anything.
You know, Jesus did say a parable one time where whenever you hang out with the poor or those who are in prison or those who are in need, and you treat them well, then you've treated me well. So we actually can learn about God by being with those who are poor or helping those who are poor or oppressed in some way. So that's true. So there's lots of ways in which God speaks to us. The Bible is a very important way and a critical way that we learn from God. Oh my goodness, that's getting so colorful. But maybe keep that in mind of all the different ways that God can speak to us, and then maybe think of those things as a lamp, as a light, as a way that guides us through darkness. So can we pray real quick? Dear God, thank you so much for guiding us in darkness, and helping us when we are lost, or scared, or confused. Thank you, God, for always being there with us,
no matter what.
Amen.
Thank you.
The first scripture reading this morning is from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Romans 14:8. If we live, it's to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. We look at this Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. Amen.
Two years ago, I attended a life-changing workshop in Virginia. It was called the Fresh Expressions. You know, Fresh Expressions movement is basically about how to make the religious institution called the church with all the styles relevant to the people living in the 21st century. Since attending the workshop 2 years ago, I have been studying it and implanting it in my ministry settings. So I'm going to gradually introduce you to the movement. Anyway, let me tell you what happened on the day I was going to the workshop. I hit the road in the very early morning, and I was talking to my mother over the phone, and she got concerned for me because it was snowing. She said, "Son, drive safely. Listen to the Bible or Christian music during your trip to Virginia. You know, from Maine to Virginia, it takes, I think, it's like 11 hours. So do you think I listened to the Bible and the Christian music throughout the whole my trip to Virginia? Yes, no? Yes, I did what my mother told me to do. Not because I believed that it would keep me safe to listen to the Bible or Christian music only, but because I wanted to please her. So why did I want to please her? Very simple, because I love her. After checking in at the hotel in Virginia, I called my mother and told her what? I told her that I listened to what she told me to do. I listened to her. And I listened to the Bible and Christian music throughout my trip to Virginia. Then she said, "You mama's boy." She teased me, but I knew she was very pleased to hear that her baby listened to his mom. Let me ask you a question. Is St. Matthew's a Christian church? It's not a rhetorical question. Please answer me. Are we a Christian church? Then what makes us a Christian church? What does a Christian church do? Jesus Christ church puts Jesus Christ at the center. Jesus at the center of it all. We learn this from St. Paul. As you learn what made Paul a great Christian, you may learn what makes us the Christian church. I usually enjoy unpacking the Bible passages, but today's scripture readings are very straightforward. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul says, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in the earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Let me repeat it. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by what? By trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In Romans chapter 14, verse 8, he also says, if we live, it's to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. In summary, for Christian church, for Jesus church, it is all about Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. Then, do we put Jesus at the center of it all? In personal life, do you put Jesus at the center of your daily life? How much time do you spend with him? How much time do you spend to read the Bible, which is full of his teachings, his life stories, his ministries, his love stories for you? How much time do you spend to listen to him by meditating on it? How much time do you spend to talk to him? Do you have a consultation with him before making decisions for your life events? And communal life, do we put Jesus at the center of our church life? When talking about worship styles and worship music, how many of us believe God is the only audience? In his book, Purity of Heart is to Will One Thing. Søren Kierkegaard, he says, the preacher is the prompter, and the congregation is the actor, and God is the critical theater goer. God is the only audience. And how many of us insist our preferences on its style and music? Let me ask you a direct question about what has just happened. We just sang the song, Jesus at the Center. How many of you thought it was not St. Matthew's song? If so, do you really believe God did not like it, even when you sang it with all your heart and love for God, because you didn't think it was St. Matthew's song? Do we as a Christian church put Jesus at the center? How seriously do we take Jesus' greatest commandment and practice it? What is his greatest commandment? Tell me. What is it? Or if you don't know it, we are in big trouble. Love God, love neighbors as ourselves. Love God, love others, and love ourselves. How seriously do we live out Jesus' great commission? Okay, what is Jesus' great commission? You tell me. I know, I cannot see you, I cannot hear you, but God knows. Tell me. Go and make disciples and baptize them. And it begins with witnessing. When was the last time you shared your faith story with someone? When was the last time you shared God's good news, God's love story for them with others? Do we as Jesus followers put Jesus Christ at the center of our ministry and mission? Do we step forward and volunteer for our church's ministry and mission before somebody begs you or twists your arms? Because we regard them as the opportunities to be part of Jesus Christ's ministry in and through us. Then why do we Christians want to put Jesus at the center of it all? First, because that's who we are. Because we are Christians. Christian. That's our name. That's our identity. Then who is Christian? We don't have to look up you know, a sophisticated or intelligent theology dictionary to learn its meaning. Based on Cambridge Dictionary, you know, so-called secular dictionary, a Christian is, quote-unquote, someone who believes in and follows the teachings of Jesus Christ. Even the secular dictionary knows its meaning. That's it. It's that simple. It doesn't take rocket science to understand what makes us Christians. If we claim St. Matthew's United Methodist Church is a Christian church, if we are a Christian church, we make commitment to put Jesus Christ at the center of our life and do our best to imitate Him. Why do we Christians want to put Jesus at the center of it all? Second, it makes our purpose clear and solid to put him at the center of it all. It is like having a strong and solid hub of the wheel to have Jesus at the center. Let us think about a wheel of a bicycle for a moment. Even if the wheel has a fancy tire, tube, rim, and spokes, it is not stable and safe if it doesn't have a strong and solid hub. Do you agree? Yeah? Likewise, even if we have all the fancy things like a beautiful church building, abundant financial resource, talented people, and a good-looking pastor, we cannot be a solid Christian church if we don't have Jesus Christ and at our hub. At our center. It makes our purpose clear and solid to put Jesus Christ at the center of it all. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, the Word of God says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. We look at His Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after, and rank of angels, listen up, everything God started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. Everything God started in Jesus Christ and finds its purpose in Him. Why do we Christians want to put Jesus at the center of it all? First, because we are the ones who believe in and follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. Christians. Second, because it makes our purpose clear and solid to put Jesus Christ at the center of it all. And most of all, because it pleases God. It pleases God. I did what my mother told me to do because all I thought about was to please her. And while I was doing it, I experienced the beauty of God's presence and her presence throughout my trip to Virginia for the many hours. And I ended up conforming that intimate relationship with her, mom and mama's boy. And I want to please God, and I want to experience that intimate relationship with God, God and God's boy. How about you? How about you? Don't you want to experience God smiling at you and telling you, you my girl, you my boy? Here is a beautiful clergy stole made with the same fabric as that part of the altar. What do you call it? Tapestry? Whatever you call it, that part. You know what I'm talking about. It's the same fabric. When our brother in Christ, Steve, Pastor Steve, told me about this stole, I felt my heart started pondering because I took it as a symbol of taking over the privilege to live the unfinished stories with you all. I strongly believe God will continue to empower us to finish some unfinished stories together. At the same time, God will also enable us to begin some new stories. and throughout our journey together. Throughout our journey together, I will put Jesus Christ at the center of it all. How about you? How about you? My dear siblings in Christ, who are you putting, who are you going to put at the center of it all? In your personal life and in our church life. Who are you going to put at the center of it all? God loves you, so do I. And there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you all. Amen. Let us sing the hymn, "O Jesus, I Have Promised." As we sing this hymn, let us decide to make commitment to Jesus Christ. Let us make decision to make commitment to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. "O Jesus, I Have Promised."
I have promised.
God's people said, Amen. Amen.
It's time for prayer. And I'm sure I cannot see them, but I'm sure you are here to pray with us on this afternoon. And our dear brother Jim is sending me the prayer request to hear.
Wow!
We already have a lot of prayer requests on the chat.
We have a lot of prayer requests from chat. You know, I appreciate, you know, our brother Jim McPhee, to send me, to text me this prayer request. For Joran Johns, as she moves into her own apartment in West Concord. May God give her comfort as she begins a new chapter in a new apartment in West Concord. For our beginning with our new pastor this morning, help us open our hearts to your spirit on our journey together. Yes, please, Lord, open our hearts and minds and soul as we begin our new journey together. And pray for oneness in God during the worship service, even though we are in different places with different thoughts. Amen. Amen. Maria Mekichak, if I pronounce it wrong, please forgive me. I'll work on your names. Maria Mekichak prays for her daughter, Cindy, and her family, and then 40,000 other Oklahoma residents who are without power after a severe storm last night. We pray for them. Eric Nims thanks the St. Matthew's community for your prayers for my nephew, Mark Dominguez. He has completed his tour of duty in Iraq and is back in U.S. Mark, we thank you for your service and we keep him in our prayers. Judith Ken offers prayers for her cousin Sheila Lower as she makes a slow recovery from her burns and stroke and keep her safe from COVID-19 as she lives in Arizona. Prayers for gratitude for many talented musicians in our St. Matthew's United Methodist Church family, including Pastor Chen. Yeah, we appreciate all our siblings who use our talents and grace for Jesus' ministry in and through us. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, our God, we give you thanks for this morning service and this relationship. We share our prayer concerns and joys together, Lord. Lord, as we call in your name with all our heart, have mercy on us and hear our prayers. As we keep our siblings we just named, continue to fill our heart with the compassion only come from you, Lord, so that we will think of them and pray for them. And we may experience the beauty of your presence and your power and your love in our daily life. We pray all this in the precious name, the powerful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Thank you. Now, let us exchange the sign of peace. The peace of Christ be with you. You turn around and then you share the sign of peace with your friends, your families. And if you're alone, you can share that with me. Okay, peace of Christ be with you all in this sanctuary. Amen. Amen. I have several announcements to share with you. First of all, thank you all. You know, Sim and Nancy for beautiful music, inspiring music. And thank you, Tom, for your worship leadership here. And thank you, Wayne and Susan, you know, to make this virtual service possible. We really appreciate all your sharing of talents. And this afternoon from 4 o'clock through 5, we'll have an easy breezy meet and greet today. So bring some of the things that, you know, really represents yourself so that I can remember you, you know, good. So please come out and let us get together and agree with each other through this way. You know, under the circumstance, this is the best way our transitional team came up with. You know, so I believe we'll have fun. You know, so please come out at 4 o'clock through 5. So please come. And if you have not done yet, so please sign up for virtual VBS. You can find all the information on our website. And I put my cell number in the church database. So please find it out. If you'd like to pray with me, you know, if you want to have my visit, pastor visit, you know, as we keep wearing my mask and keep the distance, I can do that. So please let me know. You know, in any ways I can be helpful, please give me a call. And please join us for a virtual coffee hour. You have that information on our website. We gather together at Zoom. So please find that. And please come. I'd love to see you and talk with you. So please come and join us at virtual coffee hour. If you don't know the password, please call each other and find out. If you don't know, go to the database and then get my cell number and then give me a call or text me. I will let you know the password too. So I look forward to meeting you there. Do we have any other announcement that I missed? No? Good. Good. Let us bless each other and then send each other with this blessing song together. May the grace and peace of Christ be with you, my friend. Go and share the love of God, love that never ends. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I have one more announcement to share with you. If it is your first time to worship with us and you would like to join us at the Zoom coffee hour, please send an email, you know, to me, joyofnewengland@gmail.com. joyofnewengland@gmail.com. that I will send you the password so we can get together. Is it good? Good. Go in peace.